Welcome back to The Drive. I'm your host, Dan Allstrand. Our telephone number, 1-888-868-0919. That's 1-888-868-0919. It is toll-free call. Anywhere you can hear my voice today. There's a study going on in Ontario, but I think this is a relevant study that could go on anywhere in Canada. Public education and parental choice enrollment trends in Ontario schools, discovering that public school enrollment has been declining in 2003, even though funding for elementary and secondary schools is jumping up by about 47%. A researcher from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada is Derek Miedema. Derek, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Now let's sort of break this down so we can have a, sort of a basis here. Did you study the difference between public schools and enrollments in private schools as well?
Yes, I studied the in Ontario we have publicly funded public schools and Roman Catholic schools, so I include both of those in the public system. And then I looked at numbers of students in independent schools who are outside of the publicly funded system. And what I found is that the comparable numbers were between 2000 and 2005 in those years. I found a 1% decrease in enrollment in public schools and over an 8% increase in enrollment in independent schools. While at the same time, between 2002 and 2010, public school funding increased by 47%. So we have a decrease in enrollment in the public school and a massive increase in spending.
So it's costing a heck of a lot more to run the public system in Ontario. As you mentioned, there's two systems, and they're seeing less students than they have in the last 5 years.
Yes. Since 2003, basically, there's been a marked decline, and that's predicted by a working group of the Ontario government to continue until around 2013, another 3.8% decrease between 2008 and 2013, and only then between 2013 and 2020 to start leveling off again. So we're looking at a longer period of decrease than just from 2003 until today.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, Derek, but according to the numbers I have in front of me, we're seeing a rather large jump in the students heading to, the best word is, to private school. In your research, did you come up with a reason as to why?
Well, I looked at a couple of studies as to why parents choose to educate their children outside of the public school system. And it was a study conducted by the Fraser Institute, and they found that 91% of parents that they interviewed or that were studied rated teacher dedication as a reason. 80%, more than 80%, rated academic quality as very important. And school safety was the third issue. Those were the top three. There were many more, but those were the top three issues: teacher dedication, academic quality, and school safety, as to why people, parents choose to educate their children outside of the public system.
Now, for years and years and years, when the debate is started about the difference between private and public school, educational quality has always been right at the top. But 9 out of 10 of parents interviewed said it's teacher dedication. That's surprising to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what the roots of greater teacher dedication in private schools are, but certainly parents would desire to have. It's understandable, I think, that parents would desire to have teachers who are dedicated to teaching their kids and dedicating to helping their kids learn and enjoy and discover the joy of learning and to grow. So I'm not entirely surprised to see that's a higher number.
Derek, how can a government justify increasing spending by almost 50% to a school system that's seeing a reduction in the number of students attending it?
Well, I think that's a very difficult thing. I know that the school faces cost challenges. The school system in Ontario faces cost challenges. But I think that kind of an increase of a 47% increase while enrollment is going down is a number that's so stark that it cries out for some examination. And the real point of my study is that all of the numbers that we've been discussing and the issue of why parents choose private schools, more parents in Ontario are choosing to educate their children in independent schools. schools, and government funding is not adapting to parental choice within the province.
And that was my next question. If we're seeing a funding increase in a system that's seeing a reduction in attendance by students, isn't it time that the governments start to take a look at perhaps a better funding model?
Well, I believe so, and from the results of this study, a better funding model would be one that adapted to parental choice and gave support to parental choice. And we cite the examples of Alberta and BC, two provinces which already do that. Alberta and BC. In BC, if you send your child to a private school, that school can either receive 35% or 50% of per student cost. In Alberta, either 60% or 70% funding is available through the government. And we think that those are two perfectly viable options. They're working in those provinces. Let's have the Ontario government look at them and see how they might work here.
Now, obviously, if the independent schools or the private schools are able to access that kind of funding, then the cost of tuition would obviously be a lot easier on parents looking to send their child to private school. And that's always been the big problem, right, with private schools, is the actual cost involved.
Well, yes, and I should be clear, I guess, on one hand, that the schools that I'm considering in this study are not schools that are charging $20,000 for tuition. But at the same point, at the same time, regardless of what the tuition is, I mean, the upper level of tuition for the schools that I've studied is around $10,000 annually, which is no drop in the bucket. Don't get me wrong at all, but. Parents are paying twice in Ontario. If you choose to send your child to an independent school, you're paying the full cost of that tuition. Whether it's $2,000, $8,000, or $10,000, you're paying the full cost of that tuition, plus you're paying the full tax rate to support the public school system. And we see that double dip as an injustice, and as an injustice to parental choice. And changing the funding model would allow the government to I don't imagine and I don't envision a time where that double dip would disappear, but it would allow the government to adjust its funding model to make that double dip smaller.
Now, it's been a while since I lived in Ontario, but the way at least it was when I used to live there was when you paid your education tax, you had two choices. Either your money goes to the public system or it goes to the Catholic school system, but there's no third option for independent or public schools.
No,
or private schools.
And it's still that way. It's still that way. And there are historical reasons behind that, but that does not preclude the government of today from considering ways to amend the funding model to respond to the present reality. The present reality is that more and more parents are choosing to educate their children outside the public system, and it's a stark figure that the money is flowing in ever larger numbers into the public system, and yet the government isn't responding to what parents are actually doing.
Derek, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Fascinating study. That is Derek Miedema. He's a researcher with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.